Recently, Donald Trump met with video game developers and officials to look further into the correlation between video games, such as Overwatch, the game you hear being played, and gun violence.
There were some correlations of people being aggressive, like playing video games, but none of it. Like how people have studied that it's not, has been causing people to actually try and cause like harm, and has been proven that there's no correlation, but doesn't cause anything.
That was Eddie Barrera, Lipscomb Video Game Development Professor, sharing his views on the effect video games have on gun violence.
I think people like try to find what to blame instead of like looking at the real problems. And yes, video games are popular and a lot of people play like those violent video games, but that's not really part of the problem. That's not really the problem. Maybe it's some part of it, but not the main problem.
This is Lipscomb University Psychology Department Head Shanna Ray on the subject.
I'd say the consensus of a whole lot of years of research is that, yeah, there is a correlation. There are questions about what's underneath that correlation. You know, just because two things co-occur doesn't mean that they cause the other. Just because you know two things are happening at the same time, it doesn't mean the video games cause the violence. It could be that the violence caused the video game preference. I'd say there's no disputing that people who watch a lot of violent video games display more aggressive behavior in their everyday life. Mm-hmm. The question is why?
With still no definitive answer, debates are still sure to be had on the subject. For Lumination Network, I'm LeBron Hill.